This is Mark Hills. I'm here with Brian Emenheiser, a.k.a. South Jersey Jason. We're here at Birch Grove having a photo shoot so we can update his website and get some promotional materials ready for his Blairstown Museum appearance. Is that right, Brian?
That is correct. Blairstown, New Jersey is having a special event in September on Friday the 13th because they are opening up their new museum. The Friday the 13th Museum, and Jeanette Ayurado, who is the curator, was kind enough to invite me out for the day's festivities.
So we'll be talking more about that in a little while, but the first thing I want to ask you is, as a fan of Friday the 13th, and now that you're out cosplaying as South Jersey Jason, what is your favorite movie? Is it the original? Do you have some other one in the series that you're fond of? What are your thoughts on that?
The original is my favorite because it was filmed in New Jersey, but as a franchise as a whole, the two movies other than that that stand out to me are Part 4, played by Ted White, who was Jason, and of course Part 7, which was played by Kane Hodder, which he would film a total of four movies as a character of Jason.
So do you have a favorite Jason?
Favorite Jason is Kane Hodder, because when you think of Friday the 13th, you think of Kane Hodder.
So now, of all the movies, do you have a favorite kill scene? Pretty memorable kills throughout.
Off the top, the one that sticks out to me the most is Jason X when he's in space. He wakes up from being in a cryo chamber, and there's a scientist doing some notes, and he immediately gets up, looks at her, grabs her by the back of her neck, and just plunges her head in a vat of liquid nitrogen. And you get a camera's view of her face just freezing, and then he picks her head up and smashes it against the desk, and her head just implodes everywhere.
I do remember seeing somebody raising their arm and Jason hacking right through it with his machete.
Yeah, the one scene that cracks me up is in Part 4. Jimmy's looking for the corkscrew, and he goes to Ted, "Where's the corkscrew?" And his hand's on the counter, and Jason puts the corkscrew right in his hand. And then later in the movie, you see Jimmy hanging in the doorway, and when Jason's walking to the doorway, he just peels him off the doorway, and you see his hands just rip in half.
Oh, brother! I also remember some memorable scene where someone got killed with a party favor. Was it a New Year's horn or something?
Yeah, it was a blowhorn. That was Part 7. They thought that their buddy Mike finally showed up, and they're blowing the horn, and then, you know, the guy gets killed, and his girlfriend's looking out the window, and Jason just impales it right in her eye, and it makes a final noise when he gets it right through the eye.
That was awesome. So, changing the subject from the movies a little, what's drawing you to cosplaying Jason, and, you know, what are your plans?
Well, what drew me was actually friends of mine own a comic book store in Hamilton Mall, Level Up Entertainment, and they knew I loved Jason just from buying NECA products from them, and they had asked me if I wanted to be a judge in their costume contest, because I did actually buy a Jason hood and hockey mask. And that's what really got my interest in cosplay, was being a participant in the costume contest. And from there, I started getting more into dressing up.
So, speaking of Level Up Entertainment, collectibles, I know that you have a growing collection of Jason memorabilia, autographs, and photos. You know, what are some of the highlights of the things you've collected?
I guess my NECA collection's really growing up. Before Toys R Us closed down, that was my go-to place, because they were a big NECA distributor, and then they shut down, and then Level Up started. But then I found Big Bad Toy Stores online, and that's where I pretty much get all of my collectibles from. Other than that, yeah, I do have a couple of small Jason mini busts, and then I have a wall, which is like my wall of horror, from going to horror conventions, with autographs from either the Jasons or the Final Girls or just side actors in the movies.
So in terms of autographs, are there any that you're missing that you really want to have?
I'm missing one Jason, which is Derek Mears, who was in the reboot. Other than that, I do have all of them from going to the conventions. The only one that's not official is the Richard Brooker, because unfortunately he passed away, so I just bought a print off of eBay.
So, Derek, is it possible you can get his autograph?
Yeah, he does do conventions. It's been a while since he's been in the East Coast, so whenever I see listings from MonsterMania.net or NJ HorrorCon, I'm always on the lookout for if Derek is going to appear. And I'm hoping one day he does come back to the East Coast.
So if all of your Jason collectibles and autographs and photos went away, what would be the one thing that you would have to hold on to?
Probably, I do have a group photo shot from when I went to Camp Nobby Bosco, which was where the original Friday the 13th was filmed. So if I had, if I lost everything today, and if I could keep one thing, it would be that photo shoot from the tour I was a part of.
Getting back to the tour then, you want to tell us more about what's going on in Blairstown?
In September of this year, the Blairstown Museum is opening up a Friday the 13th museum because every year more and more fans come out to Blairstown because of the original movie, and so the curator of the Blairstown Museum wanted to give more back to them because she has a little spot in her historical museum, but she wanted to get just a place of its own for the artifacts. So she's got a lot going on. If you go to BlairstownMuseum.com or Blairstown on Museum on Facebook, you'll see the events that she already has. September 12th, Ari Lerman, who was first Jason in the original, Little Boy Jason, his band is coming out to play, and then there's a meet and greet, and they're filming the original. On Friday the 13th is when the museum opens, and she just announced that CJ Graham, who was Jason in Part 6, and the creators of Friday the 13th fan film Vengeance, they're going to screen the film, and then you'll do a meet and greet with CJ Graham and Jason Brooks, who plays Jason in this film. And then she still has something to announce on Saturday the 14th. So again, BlairstownMuseum.com, and you can find them on Facebook at Blairstown Museum.
And we can find you online now at SouthJerseyJason.com, and you also have a Facebook page. If people would like to find out more about Blairstown, you can go to that SouthJerseyJason.com, where the Jason Speaks blog, Brian has posted about his experience there, put some photos up. Can you tell us some of the highlights of that tour? Apparently it was pretty historic.
Yeah, so this was their 11th tour since they started doing the tours. First, when the tours came out, it was just on a Friday the 13th, but they've opened it up to more dates. And I already knew Adrienne King was going to be there. She was, of course, Alice in Part 1 and Part 2. After she came out and greeted the fans, Ron Milkey, who played Officer Dorf, came out in full cop character and recited all his lines from the movie, which we weren't expecting. And then the last surprise, again, we weren't expecting. We were in one of the cabins during the shower scenes, and a woman comes out, and I'm thinking it's another volunteer, but no, it was Janine Taylor, who played Marcy, who got the infamous axe in the forehead, and that was her first time back to the camp since they filmed it in 1979.
Well, that's some pretty cool stuff. And what is going to be your involvement with the September 13th, Friday the 13th event this year?
When I was up at Blairstown in May of this year, Jeanette Ayurado, again the curator of the Blairstown Museum, had invited me to come up on September 13th to come in my character. So I'm going to come in, I'll be up there on the 12th, and I'll be walking around town on the 13th in character. So if you happen to see me, I'll be taking photos. And I'll also be walking around with Matthew Keller, who I just wrote an article, which will be up on the website shortly. He's what I call the second Jason of Blairstown. He's actually, the fans come to see him. So I'm going to walk around with him and just experience what he experiences.
North Jersey Jason and South Jersey Jason at Blairstown sounds pretty epic to me. And I do know that the upcoming article where you interview him will be put up on your blog this weekend. So, you know, you can always tune in to SouthJerseyJason.com for the blog. But also go to that Facebook page and give them a like so you can find out about more up-to-the-minute stuff that's going on. We're going to wrap it up here and get back to our photo shoot. Look for South Jersey Jason at the Blairstown event on September 13th. For more information about that, click the banner on SouthJerseyJason.com. This is Mark Hills from HorrorBang.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll find horror everywhere.